there. You are, of course, listening to the Body and Soul podcast, God Healthy-ish, with me, Felicity Harley. Oh, January. Don't you just love it? It's one of the best times to reboot mind, body, and soul. And that is, of course, why you're listening to this. Well, the other important thing is to get your wellness vacays sorted for the year ahead. Do you have yours booked in? I don't. Well, I did just return from holiday, so I probably should wait a little bit, or maybe not. Anyway, my guest today is going to help you choose the best wellness trip for you. Catherine Droger joins me via Zoom. She's the founder of welltraveler.com.au and chair of the Global Wellness Institute Wellness Tourism Initiative. Now, I know this topic is a bit different for us. We haven't really done travel before, but you know, we're all things health and wellness here, so let's talk about it. Now, as you know, we keep our Healthy-ish episodes short. So if you want to hear my full interview where Catherine chats about the rise in wellness tourism, search for Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts. Catherine, thank you for joining us on Healthy-ish. And hey, I should still say Happy New Year, right?
Oh, totally. We're still into that whole New Year's kind of wellness intention thing. So great.
Yeah,
yes. Happy New Year to you too.
I'm totally into that, as many of our listeners are, as I know they are. Now, wellness travel, what does it actually mean? Like, I feel like sometimes it's this term that's so wafty where you think, hang on, is that really wellness travel? But they're trying to sell it as wellness travel. How do you define it?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Felicity. So the way that we define it is that wellness travel is any travel where you're intentionally, and that's the word we really need to think about, intentionally focusing on your mental, physical, or social well-being. So you're traveling with an intention to improve something or kickstart or maintain your well-being in one or all of those pillars of well-being.
Now, I'm going to ask you about the health benefits. We know the health benefits of going on holidays, but do you get these added layers when you tap into the wellness travel idea?
Totally, totally. So, you know, we all know that, you know, when you stop and you travel, there's always benefits for that. But when we're talking about this intentional travel, where we're looking at really boosting our wellness, it's really around an opportunity to reset something in your life. And you don't even need to know what it is that you're looking to reset. It's just taking the time to stop. And what we find as the benefits is some things will reset. It could be a food habit. It could be a sleep habit. It could be your work-life balance in terms of that and resetting, something with digital detoxing and that mental well-being. But really, wellness travel is an opportunity to stop and refill your cup, whatever you need to do, and perhaps reset some of those behaviours in your day-to-day life.
Now, it doesn't, you know, when you talk about, I think, oh, let's just go on a retreat to Bali and clock out for a week, which I have done, and it was very therapeutic. But it can be, and this is what your show that was on last year did wonderfully, I think. It can just be away for a weekend or a week locally and just discovering, you know, well, as you say, discovering what makes you feel well. And I think, you know, I love that. That is how your show kind of dealt with it and inspired us to look for those places around us, especially in Australia, that can do that.
Absolutely. And I think that was why I created Well Traveler as a website, but also as a television show, because it was really to demonstrate to people that we all think that wellness travel is just going to a yoga retreat, which is amazing and can be immersive. But wellness travel is, you know, the research that we have on it is the number one thing people are looking for in wellness travel experiences is a connection to nature. So it's about how do you find that great connection to nature? Or food is another really big driver of it. So things like walking and hiking and any water sports or mindfulness activities in nature. There is just so much. It's about finding your passion points and then applying it to a holiday where you can support your mental, physical, or social well-being.
What are some budget-friendly trips? Have you got some ideas or tips on places to visit? Because, as you say, we can't all afford to go overseas to Bali, and there are plenty of things that we can do around us, wherever we live in Australia, to create that same feeling.
That's exactly why we created Well Traveler, was like, how do we make wellness accessible for everybody? And so you can really look and search for things that are not just, I mean, it's every budget. So wellness is really about looking at where are your passion points, and I would start with nature. So really starting to think about what do you love and what do you feel good doing? And so national parks and walks are really such a beautiful starting point, coastal or mountain hinterland areas. And for me, that concept of water therapy, whether that's rivers, oceans, anything that you can do in bathing is such a great wellness thing to do. One of the tips I have for people also is when you're planning your wellness holidays, really try and make it kind of look a bit forward thinking as well. So we know that there's a huge demand for travel now that, you know, the pandemic is still with us, but people are traveling more. So look around your local area, or look, you know, as a short, you know, wellness snack, we like to call it, a shorter break that might be nearby where you live, and look at what's available and look for those specials. We do, you know, Well Traveler, we do deals that, you know, provide 30% off regular prices for things that you can do, but book early, find some deals, and also just go with, you know, nature is free. You can actually Absolutely. Get in and enjoy that. Yeah.
What's on your wellness trip bucket list for the year?
Oh my goodness, have we got about half an hour? Because I feel like I could just, you know, I love
you
wellness
and me both.
Trips. And I, yeah, and so for me domestically, it's funny. One of the things we had on Well Traveler TV, which people can still watch on the website, all the episodes, was there was a trip there that I want to do, which is up in Mossman Gorge. There's a company called Backcountry Bliss that do floating down the Mossman Gorge River for the day, and Lane Beachley did that
sounds
one.
Sounds wonderful.
And I love that. So that's on my list, definitely. I try to factor in one wellness retreat where I go away a year in Australia, just to kind of 3 to 5 day to retreat to switch off. So Gwingana, Eden, there's so many beautiful ones out there. And then if I'm talking overseas, what's pulling me at the moment is Sri Lanka. So I love Sri Lanka because of their Ayurvedic traditions and their beautiful people and their nature. So that one's really pulling me for this year as well.
Oh, I like that. Just quickly before we go, give us one of the biggest wellness travel trends for 2023.
Oh, okay. So I think a couple of the ones that I'm seeing, maybe I'll give you three.
Okay.
So yeah, the first one is that wellness is for everybody. It's not just a niche group of people. So it's very inclusive this year. So really think about it and be part of this and really embrace it for yourself. We're seeing that. Trying something new that you haven't done before seems to be something that 2023 is about, stretching ourselves. So maybe you've never heard of breath work, and maybe you can look at that and see what is it? Maybe it's sound healing. Maybe it's something as simple as, you know, pampering yourself and having a massage if you don't do that. So try something new. And one that I've seen that I love is there's a lot of animal therapy wellness going around.
Ah, yes.
And I love it. So there's things like goat yoga, which I don't know if you've ever heard of.
I have. Not done, mind you, but yeah. I don't know about that one, but anyway.
But there's one, there's also cow cuddling. So that
cow cuddling.
Yes. And that's the one I want to try. So basically it's the same concepts of you know how your system and your, you know, when you pat a dog or an animal, it's really calming
yes.
for yourself and brings you down. Cuddling a cow, you can do it in far north Queensland as well. Very popular and very cute. And equine and horse experiences as well are really, really beautiful, and they just, your parasympathetic nervous system really drops when you're connecting with animals. So I think look out for wellness connected travel experiences with animals.
Watch this space. Catherine, thank you for coming on Healthy-ish.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
I know she plugged it in our chat, but let me give her another shout out. Her website is welltraveler.com.au, and it is a great website. I've been on there a few times, plugged in what I want out of my next wellness vacay, and it has coughed up some fabulous suggestions. Another great website, bodyandsoul.com.au, or you can join the conversation via Body and Soul on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. And also, it would be great if you could rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, or hey, share it with a friend you want to go on your next wellness vacay with. What a fabulous idea. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Stay healthy-ish.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the ginger whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.